restaurant, but Eisner was unimpressed with her, later badgering Iger with derogatory comments and complaints. Then Tarsus gave the go-ahead for Arsenio as a mid-season replacement without consulting Eisner. Eisner had hated the pilot, in which Arsenio Hall plays a sports broadcaster. Iger ordered her to cancel the show. She resisted, ignoring Iger's calls for 3 days. When he flew to Los Angeles, she stood him up at an 8 o'clock breakfast meeting, later claiming she had overslept. Then, in late June, Iger told her that he was promoting Stu Bloomberg to chairman of ABC, and she would have to report to Bloomberg. Just 2 weeks later, on July 7th, Tarsus's photo was on the cover of the New York Times Magazine, Jamie Tarsus's Fall, As Scheduled, by Lynn Hirschberg. To just about everyone in Hollywood, it was a devastating story for Tarsus, the worst of it being Tarsus's own words. Someone said this job was supposed to be fun. Maybe at some point that's going to start. It's no wonder that I feel a little paranoid and beat up. I never had a mentor, and sometimes, like today, I think that would be really helpful. Men have an easier time having mentors. I always felt I had to do it on my own. Sometimes I wish they would just fire me. It would be so much easier. And so on. At ABC, there was a collective intake of breath. Any one of the quoted comments would have been enough to get her fired. At one point in the story, Tarsus calls Iger in New York as Hirschberg listens in. "Hey, Bob," she says, "how are you?" "Really? What's wrong?" "What lawsuit?" "Can't tell me." "That's okay." She then discusses whether to make an offer for another season of Roseanne. The problem was that Iger had no idea a reporter was listening and was stunned to see the conversation in print. He wanted to fire Tarsus immediately, but Eisner stopped him. "Wait," he urged. "Be patient. Do it on your schedule, not hers." Just 2 weeks later, at an annual television writers' conference in Pasadena, Bloomberg and Tarsus appeared together on stage, with Tarsus announcing, "I am staying at ABC. I am deeply committed to it, and I am very, very excited." Bloomberg added, unconvincingly, "We are having a really good time." And so Tarsus stayed. Despite the soap operatic management turmoil, Eisner liked to say that all the network needed was one breakthrough hit. London-born Michael Davies, who was developing alternative series for Disney's Buena Vista television unit, thought he had one. A curious hybrid of game show and adventure about a group of contestants, or castaways, on a desert island. Davies was so low in the Disney hierarchy that he was pretty much left on his own. Even so, he felt he wasn't making a very good impression. In contrast to the hard-working ethos of the place, he was erratic. He stayed out late, going to bars and restaurants. He dressed in mismatched jackets and pants with his tie askew. He traveled to London frequently to visit his friends in British television, though he did make deals with many of them, buying U.S. rights to shows like Charlie Parsons' The Big Breakfast, a live 2-hour talk show. Davies had been a fan of Parsons ever since Network 7, another show produced by Parsons. Network 7 used a variety of formats, one of them a variation of the Castaways idea in which four people